Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on this evening. Praise God. I truly acknowledge God, who's definitely the head of my life. Amen. Truly thanking him for bringing me through, keeping me above, and carrying me when I couldn't walk myself. I give God praise, honor, and glory on today for who he is and all of what he's done. I then honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God. Amen for the instrumental attitude and mentality in which she has with what it is that she does. And God has blessed her immensely. We also acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, and any of those that are listening to our archives. God bless you. You, you, and you. For we truly continue to come forth with the word of God, reading under the anointing with the presence of the Spirit of God within us as we continue coming forth, reading the word of God from the King James Version of God's holy word. Currently, we are in the book of Acts. Praise God. As we steadily move along, God is acknowledging, praise to this point, that it's better to give than to receive. Amen. And as we continue to move forward, we ask that you continue to bless us in prayer. And continue to keep us prayed up as we can bring the word in the name of Jesus, as we have been for so long. We thank God for the commitment as to us continuing to come forth, bringing the word of God. We say, God bless those listening out there in South Korea. God bless you. We look at our archives. We look at those that are listening. We see those that are in Egypt. Those that are in Indonesia. Praise God. Those that are in Egypt, as we mentioned. Praise God. South Korea. Praise God. Jamaica. We mention many of these because we truly acknowledge, praise God, that they take and listen unto our program. Those that are in Japan. God bless you. Those that are here in the United States, God bless you. We definitely have to acknowledge you in the name of Jesus as we continue to acknowledge our listeners there in Canada. God bless each and every one of you. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this evening, time, hour, we come once again just pausing for a moment to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to make it thus far. We know that we only made it here because you have allowed us to be here on today. And in that, we give you praise. We give you glory, honor, for you worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for our obedience to continue to commit to doing what you call for us to do. We thank you for each one of those that are listening upon us, oh God. We thank those that are in Chicago, Lord God, those that are in the United States, Lord God. We thank you for those that are abroad, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus for those in South Korea, those in Indonesia, those that are in Egypt. Praise God, those that are in Canada, those that are in South Korea and abroad. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you pray for each and every one of them, Lord God. Bless their homes, bless their families. Bless their health. Bless their finances. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And once again, praise God. Once again, we did acknowledge those that are listening out there in Chicago. I do acknowledge Brother Eddie out there in Chicago. Praise God. God bless you, brother, for listening in. Thank you for your commitment unto us. Thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus for Minister Andrew Olander that comes forth and listens, and he's giving them the word. And we thank you for Lady Diane. Amen. Pray for Sister V. We say Brother Michael, we want to keep him up in prayer. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank you for tuning in Jesus' name. We're coming forth out of Acts chapter 21. Let us read.
And it came to pass that after
We were gotten from them and had launched. We came with a straight course unto the Coos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patera, and finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. Now, when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul, thou ship, that he should not go up through you. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city and were kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one to another, we took ship and they returned home again. And when we had finished our course from Tyre and came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. And the next day we went where of Paul's company departed and came into Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip, an evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. There are many days. There came from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth his girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of the place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, he ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Manson of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we shall lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day followed, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, thou seest, brethren, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law, and they are informed of thee. All the Jews which are among the Gentiles forsake Moses,
saying that they ought not be circumcised, their children neither, to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this that we say to thee, we have four men which have a bow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walketh orderly and keepeth the law. As touches the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, so only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day purified himself with them, entered into the temple, then signified the accomplishments of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost, Jews which were of Asia, when thou saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people, and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men every work against the people and the law, and this place, and further brought Greeks also into the temple, and has polluted this holy place. They had seen before with him in the city Trophimus and Ephesians, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together. And they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band, and all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down into them. And when they saw the chief captain of the soldiers, they left, beating of Paul. And the chief priest captain came near and took him, and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty of the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he came unto the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, Away with him, away with him.
And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain,
May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek?
Art not thou that Ethiopian, Egyptian?
Egyptian, which before these days made an uproar, and leadeth out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers.
Said I am a man,
which am a Jew, of harshly. A citizen,
of no mean
city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak unto the people.
And when
had given he license, he pulled stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people.
And when thou was made a great silence,
he spoke unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying,
Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spoke into Hebrew tongues to them, they kept the more silent. And he said,
I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, the city of Cilicia, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, and talked according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women, and also the high priest both bear me witness, and all the state of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound into Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh into Damascus about noon, suddenly thou shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, So, why persecute thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me,
Arise and go to Damascus, and there I should be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I cannot see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus, and one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother, Saul, receive thy sight. In the same hour I looked up upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, and thou shouldest know his will. See that just what, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. And that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and said, I saw him saying unto him,
Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, and they will not receive any testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, I know that I am in prison and be in every synagogue. Then that believe on thee, and when the blood of thy my stepping was shed, I also was standing by consulting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto Gentiles. And they gave him an audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. As they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by the scourging, that he might know where they cried so against him. And as they bound him with things, tongues, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scorn a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed that thou doest for this man a Roman. And the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell him, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered with the great son of James, that this freedom, and Paul said, But I was reborn. Then straightway they departed from him whence which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty whereby he was accused of the Jews, he preached in all bare counsel to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before death. Acts 3. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest and Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou waited war for citizens, thou the judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law. And they that stood by said, Rebellest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wish not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part was Sadducees and the other thrown out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, son of the Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. So said, There arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees. And there rose a great cry, and the scribes that were on the fence part of roof and stove, saying, "We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God." And when there rose a great sentence, the chief captain feared lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go forth and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under the curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40, which had made his conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under the great curse that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council signify that the chief captain, that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, however, he come near already to kill him." And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called on one of the centurions unto him and said, "Bring this man, young man, unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, "Paul, the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, whom has something to say unto thee." Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, "What is it that thou hast to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as thou hast inquired somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for thou lie in wait for him of there more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for the promise from thee." Then let the young man depart and charge him, say, "Thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me." And when he called unto him two centurions, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, and the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts that they may sit Paul on and bring him safe into." And he wrote a letter after this manner: "Claudius Lysia, unto the most excellent governor Felix, sendeth greeting. This man was taken off the Jews and should have been killed of them. Then come I with an army and rescue him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause wherefore they accused him, I brought him forth into their council. When I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told me now that the Jews laid wait for the man, I spent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him. Farewell. Then the soldier, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipas. On the road, they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the captain, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was, and when he understood that he was a Sicilian, I will hear thee. And he, when thine accusers are also come, and he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Acts chapter 23. We'll pick up again on tomorrow with the reading of Acts 24. Praise God. We thank you for joining us today. We truly pray and ask that God bless each and every one of you that are tuned in this week to David and Diane and friends on the Bible reading. The Bible reading on the season. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And remember, please. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said, never trap you. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
Oh,
there just ain't one.
Yeah.